This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi. Let's begin. Welcome to episode 61 of the Dread Indian Show, and we have found the Usain Bolt of dates. That's because a woman had the shortest date in the world, which lasted just 45 seconds. We're not talking about anything else in bed and all, but that is normally the time. But for other people, not for me. After the man went to move his car and never returned. That's very sad. Also, we will be talking about this news where there's a lady named Jenny Radcliffe, and she's an experienced burglar for hire. Interesting. I need to check that out as well. And a man has visited Disneyland, California 2,995 times in a row. Where do they get so much money from? And the time. And yeah, so many questions. And finally, a man created a QR code on his father's gravestone so that people could scan to learn more about his dad's legacy. Wow, I'm so interested about his dad's legacy. No offense, but yeah, we'll talk about that as well. But the first news, where this woman had the shortest date in the world, which lasted just 45 seconds after the man went to move his car and never returned. The funny part would be that he didn't even have a car, and he came by Uber or Lyft. Awkward. This lady, her name is Rachel Wilson. She's 28 years old, and I checked out her pics. She looks cute, but obviously this guy must have seen her pics and met her because they met on Hinge. But still, 45 seconds is too early to judge a human. I mean, I think 45 minutes makes sense because, you know, you can have conversations, ask about the music, see what things they like, their political views. I don't give a damn about political views. But yeah, if that person only has political views and no other views, then yeah, I'm going to move my car. But talking about this guy, and after leaving to move his car, he messaged her, was not feeling it. Awkward. I'm becoming Roger from American Dad. Oh, I need to watch that show once again. But yeah, awkward. I have gone to weird dates on Tinder, but I still stuck through because I love the food at that restaurant. And that's the reason I always suggested all my Tinder dates to come there. Not because I wanted to show off to that particular bar. Actually, yeah, those guys really thought like I'm a player because I used to every week get like new chicks. But if nothing works out, at least you can enjoy the yummy food and beer and the good music. Because that place plays really good retro and hip hop. And I had one experience where after 30 minutes, I realized that it was a total waste. And because that chick was contradicting everything that I was saying, like everything, like, you know, right now when I talk about that particular incident, I can remember I'd worn a nice Stewie t-shirt, you know, Family Guy disco, that place. We just randomly chose that place, and that place was playing disco music. They were playing French house. So imagine, even after the music being something that I love, that particular meeting, I would not call it a date because it was a meeting for me, because that girl was weird. Yeah, it turned out really awkward, and she was so weird that she actually, I think what happened was she ended up paying for the entire thing because my card had a problem, and then later she continued messaging me to kind of return the money to her, and I had to return the money to her friend because she didn't have an online payment thing. Very weird. I don't know who she is. If she's listening to this episode, I'm sorry I had to mention this. But yeah, things didn't work out that day. You knew it because I had a resting bitch face the entire time. And like I said, this girl was contradicting everything that I was saying. And we were not even married for like 20 years. So imagine if I would have started anything in that direction. Exhaustion. But yeah, I'm just thinking, what legit excuse would I give to get out of a weird date? Like that particular date, I just had the food and yeah, she paid for it. So that was actually a weirdly pleasant date but I had to pay the money later again. So yeah, forget it. But yeah, I'm just thinking, what kind of an excuse would I make? Because move the car, nah, that sounds too awkward. I think what I would do is I would kind of, you know, like message my best friend, somebody who kind of, you know, is always there and replies to me instantly. So I would message him, you know, just call me up and, you know, we'll do this fake call. And then as soon as I get the call, I'll pick up the call, be like, hello. Hey, man, what's up? Wait, what? Wait, the Gluck swallowed the remote? Oh my God. I'm just coming, just coming. I'm so sorry. I need to leave. You know, my best friend's cat. He's followed the remote. So, I'm just going. He's not able to watch the TV. I mean, sorry, the cat's not well. I'll be back. But let's catch up sometime. Okay. Take care.
What's your Instagram?
I see you. Take care. And then just run away and never see her. But yeah. But 45 seconds is too brutal. I mean, you could have just stood up, right? Like Tom Hanks does to Meg Ryan and you've got mail. But you actually sat there and then 45 seconds later, you just walked out and But then again, I was just thinking, what if actually this guy did go to move his car and kind of met with an accident and, oh no, actually, I'm so sorry. He messaged her, was not feeling it. So yeah. But this particular guy, I mean, I'm a bit irritated with him, and also I pity his dating life in general. I pity his friends in general. I pity his work in general. I pity a lot of things for him in general, because let's take for example his work. Does he just walk out of meeting saying was not feeling it? Or even if he is in customer service, maybe a masseuse, again, was not feeling it and he just walks out of on one client? And I can go on and on, you know. I just hope someone does the same thing to him within like 30 seconds. So he knows exactly how it feels. Or as he says, was not feeling it. So maybe he may not feel that particular experience also. Anyways, girls or anybody, if someone walks out within 45 seconds and kind of, who is this? I don't think so anybody is going to walk out on you. This guy was a really weird person. I mean, you might just get stood up. So I don't think so this 45 second things will ever happen. But I pray this doesn't happen, because then you will just come up as another news piece on my podcast. Don't try to better this 45 seconds just to come on the podcast. But moving on to the next news piece, there's a lady. Her name is Jenny Radcliffe, not Daniel Radcliffe's sister, mother. And she is an experienced burglar for hire. Okay. So basically, she used to be hired by security companies and buildings, offices to commit a robbery at their premise and later tell them of their flaws, if any. So basically, this is just a human test burglar. But I never knew such a weird job exists. I mean, how do you tell your family what's your job at the dinner table? Dad, I got this new job. They pay me to rob them. Dad will be like, you did your master's in business administration to do this shit. But you know, anyways, I went on to research what other weird jobs exist in the world, and you will be shocked to hear what I found. So the first job I came across is a professional pusher. Yes, and this exists in Japan. No surprises for guessing, it's Japan. Japan has a lot of crazy stuff. So what a professional pusher does is, he is hired on train stations, he or she, and he gets paid hourly, and his job is to get as many people inside the train as he can. So I think you guys must have checked this on a YouTube video, where these people are, you know, like standing inside the metro, and there's this guy who's, you know, like in uniform, and he comes and pushes the people inside. And initially I thought it's just a funny fake or, you know, a parody YouTube video, but this is normal, and the people standing there are also very indifferent to what's happening. They're also just, you know, like okay, like that guy just touches people anyway, and anyways, that's his job. He gets paid for that, and people are kind of okay with that. Talking about weird jobs in Japan, I remember Conan O'Brien, the talk show host, he kind of went to Japan, and I remember there he had done an episode where he hired an entire family for him, because a lot of people in Japan are lonely, and or sometimes they don't have people to come with them for like events and parties and family functions. So you can hire a girlfriend, you can hire a brother, sister, mother, father. So he hired a wife, kids, and I think a father as well. So he was explaining to them that, you know, just laugh at all my jokes. And it's a funny episode. You can check it out. Conan O'Brien hires family in Japan. But yeah, this also exists, a professional company which kind of lets you hire people to, and you can't have sex and stuff. Okay, just because that person is your wife or your husband or anything, or your girlfriend, that's like a no-no, but this person will give you company as a family member. Weird, but yeah, I think maybe I'll also have to go to Japan and experience this, in addition to all the other vending machines that they have. Then the next crazy job is from Costa Rica, and this is a professional car watcher. Not a car washer, a car watcher. The person has to see the car. So a car watcher is a person who watches the car. He just stands beside it and takes care of it until the owner returns. So basically, he's a security guard for the car. This is done as a mean of protection so that children or beggars or anyone don't spit or paint on their cars. Okay, I don't know what happens in Costa Rica, but yeah, I'll have to just not buy a car over there. But the next one is a professional sleeper. Now, this is interesting because a Finnish hotel employs a full-time professional sleeper. He or she sleeps in a different room each night and tests the comfort of beds to improve the guest's experience. NASA also posted ads for professional sleeper jobs. And this is because NASA is preparing for travel to Mars and it wanted to study the effects on the human body of lying still for a long time. Volunteers get around £12,000 for sleeping for 70 days. I know what you guys are thinking. Where is this job website? Why? When can I kind of apply for this? But I think they've already been like full since a long time. But if you guys want to try it out, try it out. But 70 days and just sleeping, I don't know. And you know, when you're normally a test subject, I'm not saying NASA is going to kind of push like rods into different parts of your body, but you never know. It's NASA. So yeah, just take care. I think the Finnish hotel is fun because that's just a hotel thing. But 70 days tests, yeah, a lot of things can happen over there. So, plus they are planning to send people to Mars. So, you know, they might put you in those kind of conditions like hot and no food. And you're getting 12,000 pounds. So, anyways, please check the terms and conditions. Don't just scan through like, hey, yes, I accept it. Because the funny part about this terms and conditions is there's so much of stuff written over there. We just scroll through. And I'm sure, you know, some person might be like, you know, just kind of write somewhere that I'm an asshole in the middle. And we will still say, yes, I accept that. Because we don't check it. And yeah, they'll be like, see, he's an asshole. So yeah, just read the terms and conditions for this particular job. Otherwise, seems fine. Then the other crazy job is this thing called a procure. Not a procurer. Not, you don't need to procure something. It's a procure. So basically, someone will stand in line for hours for you in case of the new launch of an Apple iPhone or some concert tickets or a new coffee shop or maybe, you know, PlayStation 6 or Nintendo Switch. And they get almost £100 a day for their patients. And I think this is a thing only in the UK or maybe it's also in the States. In India, you just don't give a damn about this. You stand in the line for maybe as much time as it is because, you know, there are so many people in India. So I'm sure even the procure, the person who's standing, he might be like, F this £100 or dollars, I'll just buy this stuff myself because that stuff is more valuable than just this £100. And finally, there's a professional mourner. So a known profession in China as well as some African and Middle Eastern countries. This job now exists in the UK as well. I love how the UK is just taking up all these random jobs and becoming the second weirdest country after Japan. And you can earn £45 per hour. That depends upon how long the funeral is. They attend funerals to increase numbers and weep on demand. Weep on demand. Wow. So do these people have like variations in their crying techniques? Like, oh my God. I'm just trying to understand. But that would be so weird to see someone crying at your relative's funeral and he doesn't even look like that relative. And what about when someone actually dies in that person's house? Does he charge them also for crying or does he give a family discount? I have questions. And how do you promote this business? Do you hang out like next to the intensive care units of hospitals and be like, hey, I can cry at your funeral? I mean, not right now. You're still alive. But when you kind of pass away, okay, that's bad. They shouldn't. Anyways, I don't know how they promote this. The next news is about a man who has visited. Okay, let's move from some sad crying news to happy news. A man has visited Disneyland, California 2,995 times in a row. Like, what the F? Where do you get so much money from? And Disneyland is not cheap, as you guys know. And my question is, don't you get bored after like a few days? Okay, not a few days. I think the first week would be fun because you'll just keep trying all the rides and the games and, you know, the food and the snacks. But after 10 days, after a month, you'll get bored. You'll be like, what the F? So this man's name is Jeff Reitz and he completed this feat in 8 years, 3 months and 13 days. And obviously, he's not married because after the first day itself, his wife would start doubting that he's having an affair with Daisy Duck. Guys know how things work after marriage, so yeah. And this is actually a Guinness World Record and I'm sure no one plans to break it, which is fine, man. You can keep the record yourself. And you know, trust me, there are some really weird Guinness World Records. People have actually told me to apply for the Guinness Records for longest dreads, but that record is held by Asha Zulu Mandela. You guys can go and check her out on YouTube. On Google, and her dreads are almost 20 feet long. Mine are 6 feet long, and if I hadn't cut them, maybe 8 to 9 feet. But I actually did apply to the Guinness World Records for comedian with the longest dreads. I sent my entry. I paid around, I don't know, 20 pounds or something, since it's a British company. And then after a month, they replied, sorry. So, I don't know. I think they said that such a record doesn't exist. Or anyways, their loss. Or like Roger says, awkward. So then, just like I went to check out all the weird jobs in the world, I went to check out what kind of weird Guinness World Records exist. And yes, that list also is quite long. So the first weird record that I came across is held by an Indian, and his name is Ram Singh from Jaipur. And he holds the world record for the longest mustache, which is like 14 feet long. And he hasn't cut it for like 37 years. I'm 35 or 34. I'm going to be that. Did you guys hear that? That was my stomach. That sounded like a bear. Cocaine bear, but that's me. I think I'm hungry. I need something to eat. I'll look around. But yes, going back to this guy who has the longest mustache, 37 years he hasn't cut it, and he ties his mustache like Princess Leia ties her hair on either side, but he ties it around his lips, around his mouth. So yeah, you guys can go and check it out. Also, the second record is by this man. His name is Antanas Kontrimas. Sounds a cool name, and he's from Lithuania, and he set the record for the heaviest weight lifted by a human beard. He lifted 64 kilos with his beard, which was the Guinness presenter herself. There's a picture for that as well. Please go and check it out. This other person, third record is held by Bernie Barker, and he holds the title of being the oldest male stripper in 2002 at the age of 60. Okay, and I think his clients are pretty old, because 60 and stripping, great. I mean, some people have different tastes. Anyways, moving on to the next record. This is held by a parrot for opening the most cans in 1 minute. 35 cans. That's a very alcoholic parrot, but also would be a great help to the bartender. And then there's this other record, which is held by Dalibor Jablanovic from Serbia, and he managed to balance 75 spoons on his body. This seems like one of those things guys do after getting too drunk. Another stupid record is held by Sandeep from Canada. He spun a basketball on a toothbrush for a minute and 8.15 seconds. Wow, 0.15. How do you think of... Yeah, and Guinness doesn't want to accept comedian with the longest dress, but wants to accept a guy spinning a basketball on a toothbrush. Wow, great. Awkward. Yeah, great, Guinness. Yeah, keep doing this. And lastly, the Benetton Group set the record for inventing the largest condom. Wait, what? 72 feet long. Now, unless King Kong exists in real, this condom is a total waste and can just be used as a hot air balloon. But why do you make a 72 feet long condom? Like, what are you preparing for? Godzilla sex fest or something? But yeah, Guinness World Record, great. You guys are taking like really cool records. But comedian with the longest dreads is something that you want to reconcile. I'll see you guys when I come to the UK. Anyways, moving to the final news piece about a man who created a QR code on his father's gravestone so that people could scan to learn more about his dad's legacy. Now, this is really innovative. So Michael is 55 and he's an inventor and an engineer. And he got this idea when buying the gravestone. He was like, there is so much my dad has done and the world needs to know. So make a movie, no? Michael. I don't know, I'm just kidding, but that's really cool, because gravestones are so boring. I mean, it's not like gravestones need to be interesting as such, because the person is gone. It's just, you know, a stone to kind of, you know, so people can come and pray. I mean, that's what at least we used to do for my grandparents. We just know the stone is in place, so we know where the grave is. Else, if you just bury people and then, you know, you don't know where they are, like, wait, is this grandma's grave? Oh, wait a second, this is not grandma's grave. Oh, her hand is popping out. No, that's not a hand. Wait, what? So, but yeah. So, gravestones are generally put so you can locate that person's grave. And also, it has, you know, very simple details like XYZ, their name, the birth date, the death, the day they died on, and, you know, some kind of a quote, and the children's name and stuff. So, yeah, that's okay. But this QR code thingy is kind of fun. And I remember coming across a news piece where this lady, she put up, not she, because obviously she died, and but I think that was a request. She told her family that on my gravestone, you need to put up the recipe of my cookie. And that's a special recipe of hers. So, you know, whenever people come, they see this recipe. I don't know who's going to graveyards to kind of search for recipes. But yeah, if Gordon Ramsay is ever there in the graveyard and he sees this, great. This is an international recipe. But yeah, I'm just saying you can make gravestones fun. So like how I would make my gravestone fun would be like I would just write this on my gravestone. I would tell my family to write this on my gravestone that if you read this, you are going to die in 10 days. Read more behind of how to get rid of the curse. And behind I'll write, lol, got you. Yeah, but people will get really scared. But what if people write lol? I mean, what if people read lol got you first, you know, because they are at the back and then they come. So then the joke is lost. But at least somebody will read it from the front and go at the back. Also, what I would do is I would put solar-powered speakers, you know, like within the ground or maybe in the gravestone. And that speaker would be playing all my favorite disco, funk and hip-hop tracks all year round. So people can come and like party on my grave. That's, I don't know why people would, or why anybody would put music. Okay, that's really weird because people come to pray at the graveyard and suddenly you'll hear like, let's groove tonight. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, that would be too weird. Suddenly be like, hey, let's boogie, man. No. Okay, not putting in speakers and disco music on my gravestone. I think I'll just stick to that curse joke. But yeah, well, actually, I'll tell you what, F everything. I'll just sell out my gravestone as a billboard to Netflix or Amazon or any other, you know, like Spotify. So they can kind of just promote their new product on my grave. So when people are passing by, you know, you get to see, yes, Chris lays here. But what also lays here is the new Netflix series that you can watch or the new Amazon movie that you can watch. So yeah, at least my family can make some money off my gravestone. But yeah, with that, I come to the end, or we come to the end. I don't know why I say we, because it's like my dreads and me are doing the podcast, but I think it's all of us listening to the episode as well. So with that, I come to the end of episode 61 of the Dread Indian Show. 61 episodes, that's like a lot of episodes that I've done, so I feel proud myself, and thank you for listening to me for so long. The people who have heard me right from the first episode to now, and many more to come. There's a lot of other funny stuff that is planned, so please stay tuned. And it's a weekend, so have fun, be chill, make others laugh. If not, just go have a beer and have fun. And as far as movies, I would suggest you guys to, I don't know whether I've suggested the movie Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, and what's the other one, Little Fockers. I think I've already suggested that. Really fun movie. I think this is what I suggested the last week. So now let's give you something serious. Constantine. Keanu Reeves. Go watch it. Really cool. I especially love the devil part. You know, the devil scene with devil. The guy who plays the devil. The way he kind of... Just go and watch it. It's too cool. That movie is just... It's cool. Anyway, so enjoy Constantine and enjoy your weekend. What else? Am I forgetting something? Keep smiling. Take care.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPLog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcast, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? Not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.